Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or the Today Show or 100 other places. But I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Happy Friday. I'm so excited to talk to you today about love languages and the specific question, does your love language have to match your partner's or somebody that you're dating? And the quick answer to that is no. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the five love languages, it's a book written by the brilliant Gary Chapman two or three decades ago. And the book is about how each of us as human beings has five primary ways that we express love and we give love. And we like to receive love, okay? And so for those of you who need a quick refresher, the five love languages are number one, quality time. So quality time with your partner. Number two, physical touch, hugs, cuddling, intimacy, sex, all of the things. Number three, acts of service, meaning do things for me, clean my house, bake me a cake, clean out my closet, drive, make sure I get to my house safely, right? Order me an Uber, acts of service. Number four, words of affirmation. Tell me what's great about me, appreciate me, notice me, and say with words what you love about me. Thank me, be grateful for me, words of affirmation. And love language number five, gifts, right? Buy me something. Show me something, give me a card, tell me with your gifts and your rewards how much I mean to you. So you can read the five love languages, you can take quizzes and you can say, oh, okay, my primary love language is quality time or acts of service or physical touch or gifts, whatever that is. Now, the question people have for me is, okay, if mine is quality time, do I have to have a partner who prioritizes as their love language quality time? And from my standpoint, here's what I would say. No, not necessarily, because quite frankly, most human beings need all five of these things: time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and gifts, right? We all need them. Now, I might not need a gift every single day, but I'll tell you what, if you buy me a gift randomly, it will make me feel special and it will make me feel seen. Who doesn't feel that way? I don't need a gift every day, but that can show me that you love me. It's not my primary love language, right? And the same thing with touch, right? I love physical touch just as much as the other person. Some days I might need more hugs and kisses than I might need another day. On days where I'm feeling lonely or vulnerable, I might want quality time, or if I'm feeling disconnected. So I believe that we're all an average of, we all need all five of these things, and we're going to need them on different days, in different amounts, and at different times in our lives. So the most useful thing you can do about love languages is, number one, be aware of them. And number two, if you're dating somebody, talk about them and talk about what your love languages are, and specifically what kinds of gifts, what kinds of acts of service, what kinds of words of affirmation. I love self-development books and relationships because they help to spark good conversation and open up communication between two people. So even if you've had a partner for, you know, a month, 6 months, a year, a decade, or 2.5 decades, it doesn't matter. Have the conversation. And when you start to date somebody, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 dates in, talk about the love languages and talk about what makes you feel love. How have people expressed love to you in the past? Is the way you express your love to somebody else congruent with your primary love language. What I find really interesting is that so many people will say their love language is X, but the way they show it to their person is Y. So we're not even consistent in the way that we do these things. So answering the question, your love language does not have to be the same as your partner's. Just understand what each other's are and understand them in detail. Okay. What kinds of acts of service? What kinds of words of affirmation? Right. And you can be a better partner by understanding your partner in a more deep way. And you'll be a better partner by being able to clearly express what your love languages are and how you like to be loved. So many people get disappointed on holidays like birthdays and Valentine's Day because they have an expectation of what they want on that day, but they haven't talked to their partner about that. And then most of disappointment in life is due to unmet expectations. Talk about what you would like. It's okay. I will ask my kids, what do you want for your birthday? I ask Andy on his birthday, what would make you happy on your birthday? Because I want to provide what they want on their birthday, not what I think they should want, right? So I hope this helps you. Study up on love languages. You can Google it. You can read the book by Gary Chapman by ordering it on Amazon. You can listen to it on Audible. You can read a blog about it. But I think I've given you a pretty good skinny, the Cliff's Notes on what they are, why they're important, why they don't need to match, how we all need these different things at different times in our lives and in our relationships, and how we should use these to open up communication with our partner. All right. If you love this episode, give it 5 stars. Rate it, write about it. I'm looking for you. I need you to do this for me. If you love this podcast, help me out. This is an effort of love, right? So I love you, sending you big hugs of psychotic optimism. And I hope you share these episodes with your family and your friends. I hope you rate them so we can keep doing them for you. Until next time, have an amazing, love-filled day. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love, follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.